Yamunati Ravana Chahare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Stasa Kirinda Giri Raj Gordan Ki Jai Shri Shri Pancha Tattva Ki Jai Shri Kuranga Mahabrabhu Ki Jai Shri Shri Prahlad Nrsingha Dev Ki Jai Jai Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivraja Gacharya Stotra Sata Shri Shri Mantri Dhyan Goswami Avaya Charan Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai Granta Rajshimad Bhagavadam Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Gyanti Mirandasya Gyanandana Shavakaya Chakshalin Meditam Yanatasmai Shri Guravinamaha Shri Chaitanvano Bhishtam Stapitam Yanabhatare Swayam Rupakaram Mahyam Dadati Svapanantikam Vanchakalpadaru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavipyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gradhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna So with the blessings of all the Vaishnavas present Beginning with the senior most Vaishnavas, such as Pankajangri Prabhu. We will be reading 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th chapter, what Prahlad learned in the womb, text 30 and 31, which are on the board.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Guru Shushushaya Bhaktya Guru Shushushaya Bhaktya Sarvalabdharpanenacha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Ishvararadhanenacha Ishvararadhanenacha Oh, that's, we have only 31, okay. You've done pretty good without the text. Shadayatat katayam cha. Shadayatat katayam cha. Kirtanayarguna karmanam. Kirtanayarguna karmanam. Tatpadam buruhadanyat Tatpadam buruhadanyat Tallingeksha rahanadibhi Tallingeksha rahanadibhi Anyone? Shadayat tat kathayam cha Hitanay guna karmana Tatpadam Ladies, please. Shalaya dadratayam cha Hitana guna karmana Shadaya tatkatayam cha Hitana guna karmana Janat Talingekshadanadibhi. Translation of the words, synonyms, we'll just repeat for the text 31. Shradhaya, with great faith. Tatkathayam, in discourses about the Lord. Cha, and Kirtanai, by glorification. Gunakarmanam, of the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord. Tat, His. Pada Amruha, on the lotus feet. Dhyanat, by meditation. Tat, His. Linga, forms, deities. Iksha, observing. Arahanadibi, and by worshipping. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. One must accept the bona fide spiritual master and render service unto him with great devotion and faith. Whatever one has in one's possession should be offered to the spiritual master, and in the association of saintly persons and devotees, one should worship the Lord, hear the glories of the Lord with faith, glorify the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord, always meditate on the Lord's lotus feet, and worship the deity of the Lord strictly according to the injunctions of the Shastra and Guru. Purport. In the previous verse, it has been said that the process which immediately increases one's love and affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the best of the many thousands of ways to become free from the entanglement of material existence. It is also said, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Actually, the truth of religious principles is extremely confidential. Nonetheless, it can be understood very easily if one actually adopts the principles of religion. As it is said, dharmantu shakshat bhagavat pranitam, the process of religion is enunciated by the Supreme Lord because He is the supreme authority. This is also indicated in the previous verse by the word Bhagavato Dita. The injunctions or directions of the Lord are infallible and their benefits are fully assured. According to His directions, which are explained in this verse, the perfect form of religion is Bhakti Yoga. To practice Bhakti Yoga, one must first accept a bona fide spiritual master. Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, advises, Guru Padashaya Stasmat Krishna Dikshari Shikshanam Vishambena Guru Seva Satu Vartmanu Vartanam Saddharma Pricha Bogati Tyaga Krishnasya Hetave. One first duty is to accept a bona fide spiritual master. The student or disciple should be very inquisitive. He should be eager to know the complete truth about eternal religion, Sanatana Dharma. The words Guru Shushushaya mean that one should personally serve the spiritual master by giving him bodily comforts, helping him in bathing, dressing, sleeping, eating, and so on. This is called Guru Shushushanam. A disciple should serve the spiritual master as a menial servant and whatever he has in his possession should be dedicated to the spiritual master. Pranair Arthai Diyavacha. Everyone has his life, his wealth, his intelligence, and his words. And all of them should be offered to this Supreme Personality of Godhead through the via medium of the spiritual master. Everything should be offered to the spiritual master as a matter of duty, but the offering should be made to the spiritual master with heart and soul and not artificially to gain material prestige. The offering is called arpana. Moreover, one should live among devotees, saintly persons, to learn the etiquette and proper behavior of devotional service. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks in this connection that whatever is offered to the spiritual master should be offered with love and affection, not for material adoration. Similarly, it is recommended that one associate with devotees, but there must be some discrimination. Actually, a sadhu, a saintly person, must be saintly in his behavior, sadhava sadhachara. Unless one adheres to the standard behavior, one's position as a sadhu, a saintly person is not complete. Therefore, a Vaishnava, a sadhu, must completely adhere to the standard of behavior. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that a Vaishnava, a person initiated into the Vaishnava cult, should be offered the respect befitting a Vaishnava, which means that he should be offered service and prayers. However, one should not associate with him if he is not a fit person with whom to associate. Guru Shushushaya Bhaktya Sarvalabdharpanena Cha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Ishvara Radhanena Cha Shadayatat Kathayam Cha Kirtana Guna Karmanam Tat Padam Buruhad Dhyanat One must accept the bona fide spiritual master and render service unto him with great devotion and faith. Whatever one has in one's possession should be offered to the spiritual master and in the association of saintly persons and devotees one should worship the Lord, hear the glories of the Lord with faith, glorify the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord, always meditate on the Lord's lotus feet and worship the deity of the Lord strictly according to the injunctions of the Shastra and Guru. So these are the words of the great Vaishnava, Sri Prahlad Maharaj, who is instructing his demoniac schoolmates. And these instructions are very relevant to all of us, especially those who come from non-Vedic background, which strictly speaking is considered to be demoniac. So Prahlad Maharaj instructed gave these instructions millions of years ago, and so they are still relevant today. And he speaks about the very essence of Krishna consciousness. Some of you probably noticed that whatever he lists, the processes of devotional service are very similar to the list he gave to Hiranyakashipu when he was also telling him about the best thing he ever learned in life. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasavanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. So he is referring to the same processes in here, but he starts with the most important one, and this is Guru Shushushaya Bhaktya. That is accepting a spiritual master, because without accepting the spiritual master, one cannot really be engaged in the process of devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada refers to many points in Shastra, which we'll never have chance to discuss all, but we will focus on the most important point which he brings out in the second paragraph of the purport, which is explanation of the process of devotional service as it is given by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is known to most of us as Srila Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion. And so it is explained in chapter 7, which is entitled Evidence Regarding Devotional Principles. And we will read few points, especially the ones which are connected to the acceptance of the spiritual master, because this is how everything starts. The real devotional service begins when we accept the guidance of a bona fide guru. So we will read what Srila Prabhupada explains in regards to Guru Padashraya, accepting the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd chapter, verse 21, Prabhuda tells Maharaj Nimi, "My dear king, please know for certain that in the material world there is no happiness. It is simply a mistake to think that there is happiness here, because this place is full of nothing but miserable conditions. Any person who is seriously desirous of achieving real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of a spiritual master is that he must have realized the conclusion of the scriptures by deliberation and arguments, and thus be able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, are to be understood as bona fide spiritual masters. Everyone should try to find such a bona fide spiritual master in order to fulfill his mission of life, which is to transfer himself to the plane of spiritual bliss. The purport is that one should not accept as a spiritual master someone who is a fool number one, one who has no direction according to the scriptural injunctions, whose character is doubtful, who does not follow the principles of devotional service, one who has not conquered the influence of the six sense gratifying agents. The six agents of sense gratification are the tongue, the belly, the genitals, the belly, anger, the mind, and words. Anyone who has practiced controlling these six is permitted to make disciples all over the world." So some of you would recognize the very first verse of Upadeshamrita, which Srila Prabhupada refers to in here: Vacha Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udara Upastha Vegam, Etan Vegan Yogishaheta Thiram, Sarvam Apimam Prithivim Sa Shishyat. So one who has conquered the six urges listed here can make disciples all over the world. To accept such a spiritual master is the crucial point for advancement in spiritual life. One who is fortunate enough to come under the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master is sure to traverse the path of spiritual salvation without any doubt. So this is very important. The very first point from which it is possible to accept a spiritual master, and it's quite important that accepting spiritual master doesn't mean external formality. There is so much argument about the external formality, which is the process of diksha in our movement also. But actually Srila Prabhupada said that initiation is just a formality. It doesn't mean it's not important, but we can understand that the most important
as Prabhupada said, is to accept a spiritual master within the heart. Because otherwise, there have been also cases of accepting spiritual master for prestige, for adoration and fame. And if you've noticed, if you listened carefully, Srila Prabhupada actually mentioned twice in the same purport we read today about this point. He says, everything should be offered to the spiritual master as a matter of duty, but the offering should be made to the spiritual master with heart and soul, not artificially to gain material prestige. And then again he brings out the same point. He says, offering to the spiritual master should be offered with love and affection, not for material adoration. Right? And it's quite interesting. We may wonder why Srila Prabhupada stresses this point so much, two times in the same purport. But actually, Srila Prabhupada had, of course, he is referring to the previous acharyas in here, such as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but he had his own first-hand experience, how people come to him for their own profit, adoration and distinction. Very early in the movement, Srila Prabhupada had one of his first disciples who was very enthusiastic in following Srila Prabhupada. But as soon as he gained position by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, even though he was not so qualified, he stole his Bhagavad Gita manuscript and tried to print it, replacing Srila Prabhupada's name with his own name. And his idea was that he wanted to become a guru on his own right without Srila Prabhupada. And of course, we can understand Srila Prabhupada was not extremely happy with that. And he said he should not be coming to the temple anymore. And no matter how hard he tried, that disciple, because he didn't get, of course, naturally, he didn't get any Prabhupada's blessings for that. And so he failed. He couldn't establish himself, and he realized that without Srila Prabhupada, he is worth nothing. With Srila Prabhupada, he was a real hero. Without Srila Prabhupada, he became complete zero. And so, after he realized that, he went back to Srila Prabhupada. And amazingly enough, not only Srila Prabhupada forgiven him, but again, he gave him very high position in devotional service, which is a very important lesson for all of us, because Srila Prabhupada gave us not only the philosophy, not only the teachings, but the most valuable legacy he left behind is his own example. Anyone can learn the philosophy and just repeat it, but not many people can live according to these exalted principles. And the most amazing quality of Srila Prabhupada was his forbearance and extreme patience, and he was tolerating unlimited abuse from his own early disciples. Of course, Krishna also sent him many wonderful souls who did so much to help him in his movement, as we all know, and we still benefit from their association. such as Janani Vaspangan, Jangri Prabhu, Jayapataka Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, so many great souls we have. But along with all these great souls, some very unbelievable characters also came to Srila Prabhupada, and he had to tolerate so much. It is unbelievable how he could tolerate all this. But nevertheless, he did, and apparently without even much of the complaint from his side, because this is what Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada explained in one of his classes given here in Shridham Mayapur in 1976 that devotee is like a bee, and he is only going for the nectar. So he is seeing only positive in people. And materialistic people are like flies, they only go to sores. Materialists are only see the faults. And so the higher the level of the Vaishnava is, the more he is positive about people. And we can see the example of Prahlad Maharaj. He is so positive, he is seeing no one as being bad or enemy, because he is seeing Krishna behind everything. And so even his own father, who is trying to heal him, he is not perceiving him as being enemy. But nevertheless, it is very important that if we have to accept the spiritual master to advance in our spiritual practices, but if we accept the spiritual master for material gain and fame, then there will be no advancement. That effectively we will block the opportunity for our own advancement. So that's why acharyas are warning us very seriously, and we see that unfortunately these things do happen. Luckily, nowadays it's not happening very often. You can hardly see these things for a very simple reason, because the devotees who kept practicing Krishna consciousness and never left, they became purified over the time, and their level of Krishna consciousness is naturally very high, and by their association they attract people whose level of consciousness is much higher. And naturally the movement is advancing through the time, because time is Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada had to go through a lot of trouble to establish this movement, because he was only one person, as we know. And in fact, it's very important for us, for all of us, to remember that we owe everything to him, because especially to him and to his early disciples, because they had to work very, very hard and endure a lot of difficulties to help with the establishment of this movement. But nowadays it's all very nicely organized, and if there are some difficulties, they are really insignificant, very insignificant, comparing to what was there before. So this is also very important, to be grateful to Srila Prabhupada and all his early disciples for all their sacrifice they have done for this movement. And it's also connected to one very important point. Um, which is, if we don't come to Krishna consciousness for gain, right? What should be our motivation? And the right motivation, as we know, is yajna, sacrifice. This is how spiritual advancement starts. Yagyartat karmanonyatra lokayam karma bandhanaha. Everything should be done for yajna, for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, any activity will bind us by karmic reactions. And so, what is the essence of yajna? Yajna can be very simple or very elaborate, but what is the purpose of yajna? Actually, it is to express our gratitude for all the benefits we have. And the more we do the yajna, the more benefits we have. And I'm quite sure that all of us have the experience in that. How many of you can agree with the point that since you've started practicing Krishna consciousness, you gained a lot of benefits, both material and spiritual? So that's the proof that we can see that whatever Prabhupada explains in the books is happening in not only in our lives but in the lives of so many other devotees. And Krishna consciousness means, instead of trying to gain something for our sense gratification, is to do something, to give something back, to express our gratitude for all the mercy we've got from Krishna, Guru, and Vaishnavas. And that's the right motive, that's the right attitude. This should be our mentality when we chant Hare Krishna mantra, to express our gratitude. And how do we express our gratitude? Not just verbally. You know, if someone has done something for us, we can just say thank you and walk away. But the best way is to do something to that person. And that's why Srila Prabhupada explains many times that what is the meaning of chanting Hare Krishna mantra? That is the request to be engaged in devotional service, because devotional service is the way to express our gratitude practically, not just verbally. And Krishna consciousness, the most important benefit we can ever gain from Krishna consciousness is that we become purified and our consciousness becomes sublime. And what is the meaning of sublime consciousness? That is explained by Krishna, and this is connected to the point of accepting spiritual master. It's very interesting that we talk a lot about how to accept a spiritual master, right? We often refer to that very famous verse, and I think this is the kind of verse which is learned by even very young devotees. I think this is the part of Bhakta program. Tadvidhi pranipatana pariprashnana sevaya upadekshyante te gyanam gyanina statva darshanaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart spiritual knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. and I'm pretty sure that most of the devotees here know this verse very well. How many of you know this verse? Please raise your hands. Okay, so it's majority. But not so many devotees know the following verse, which explains the consequences or the results of accepting a spiritual master. And this is chapter 4, text 35. What is the result of getting spiritual knowledge? Krishna says, Yad gyatva na punarmoham evam yasyasi pandava. When you will gain this knowledge, na punarmoham, you will never become influenced by illusion, moha. Evam, ever. Right? And why is that? Because yena bhutanya sheshani drakshyasat manya tomai. Krishna says, because you will see that every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna, or in other words, that they are mine, Krishna says. So this is the practical result. This is how we can judge if we are advancing in Krishna consciousness or not. This is actually just the beginning of the spiritual life. It's a little funny. One devotee came up to me, Russian devotee, and he said, I think I've gone through the Anartha Nivritti stage and I'm on kind of Nishta stage, but I'm not exactly sure because, you know, I have to have some scriptural references to know if I already passed by the Anartha Nivritti stage. And, you know, I have to disappoint him a little bit because I gave him the symptoms of someone who passed through Anartha Nivritti and established himself on Nishta stage. I said, after Anartha Nivritti, you will have the intermediate, the junction stage, which is called Nishtita Bhajana Kriya. Because, this is the sign that one passed through the Anartha Nivritti. Anartha Nivritti is over. Nishtita Bhajana Kriya means one is fixed in his bhajan. One is fixed in his devotional practices. The example, very simple. You chant your 16 rounds, and not for a single second your mind deviates from the holy name. You think of Krishna all, whatever, 1.5 or 2 hours through. Right? And at other times you may kind of get distracted, forget Krishna. But at least for the time when you chant your japa, your mind never goes anywhere from the holy name. That's Nishtita Bhajana Kriya sample for you. Right? And what is Nishta? Nishta is even greater than Nishtita Bhajana Kriya. Nishta means your mind doesn't forget Krishna at any time, 24 hours a day. So that's Nishta. So that's the, you know, scriptural reference for you. I saw his face went a little long. I don't think he expected that one. Because some devotees are under the false impression that once I kind of become free from, you know, gross sinful tendencies, I'm already on Nishta stage. No, it's just the beginning of the purification. But in the same way, it's the beginning of our spiritual advancement that we see everybody as parts and parcels of Krishna. And in this stage, on this stage, as Prahlad Maharaj will explain in the next chapter, preaching to Hiranyakashipu, one of few last words before Hiranyakashipu's departure, Prahlad Maharaj will say, "My dear father, it's only under the influence of illusion you see enemies in this world, because there are no enemies. Become Krishna conscious and you will realize that there are no enemies. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna." And that's very nicely expressed in a prayer offered by the same Prahlad Maharaj, but two cantos earlier. He says in canto 5, I think this is the chapter where the residents of Jambudvipa offering prayers, if someone remembers the reference. Svasyasti vishvasa kala prasidatam dayanti bhutani shivamithodiyam manascha badram bhajatat adhokshaje aveshyatam namatira pyahaituki. So Prahlad Maharaj says, svasyasti svasyasti, what's that? Svastyasti vishvasa kala prasidatam, that svasti astu, let there be blessings, or let everyone get benefit. Vishvasa, the entire universe. And kala prasidatam, let all the envious people, prasidatam, become pacified. Let them all get prasadam. Give them prasadam, they will become pacified. Prasida, prasada, same thing. Dayantu bhutani shivamithodiyam. Because at a certain stage, dayantu bhutani shivamithodiyam, they will think about each other's benefit. Normally, on a material level, everyone thinks of oneself. But when one attains that spiritual level, one is ready to sacrifice his own comforts and benefits for the sake of others. And what is that level? Manascha badram bhajata dodakshaje. That this is the level when one's mind becomes purified by bhajatat adokshaje, by devotional service unto the Supreme Lord adokshaje. Aveshyatam namatir apyahaitukim. And he said, so let's engage. We should strive to achieve that level when everyone is engaged in that devotional service to the Supreme Lord. So this is the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj to the Supreme Lord. My dear Lord, please let everyone think of each other's benefit, and please let everyone be satisfied and happy by performing devotional service. So this is the real desire of a Vaishnava. And this is why Srila Prabhupada was so effective in presenting Krishna consciousness to the whole world. Because it didn't even matter whether people realized it or not, but in the heart of hearts, at least Paramatma was telling them that this man is your greatest well-wisher, right? That's why sometimes Prabhupada would chastise some people very heavily, get on their case, and after that they would thank Prabhupada for that. That was mind-blowing. Some things Prabhupada did, no one can do. Like I remember one interview, one of the earliest life members in Mumbai. He's sharing his memories of Prabhupada, and You know, he was a very wealthy man when Prabhupada started his preaching in Mumbai. And he would support with donations. And Prabhupada, he invited Srila Prabhupada to his house, and Prabhupada spoke to him. He said, "So how do you live? How do you spend your day?" And he says, "Well, I just wake up in the morning and go through my, you know, regular duties like bathing and dressing and taking breakfast, then I'm going to my office, and then I come back home, and then you know, go to sleep, etc. Just regular life." And then Prabhupada asked him, and this is the man who contributes a lot of money, just imagine. He said, "So how is your life is different from a hog's life?" And that man says, "Swamiji, I think there is not much difference." And Prabhupada says, "So why don't you start chanting? Why don't you start your spiritual practices?" So it's just one simple example that Srila Prabhupada would be very heavy with people, but because this heaviness never came out of malice. This heaviness never came out of, you know, negative attitude. This heaviness came from love. Even if Prabhupada would be angry with people, that anger originated from love. In the same way, as a mother, say, a child is on the other side of the room and he is pulling a tablecloth, and there is a hot boiling water pot standing on the table, and mother realizes that few more seconds and the child will, you know, topple that hot boiling water pot upon himself. And what the mother would do if she realizes that she doesn't have enough time to run and stop the child physically? Yeah, scream very angrily, trying to scare the child away from the table, right? So externally, mother is very angry, but what's the motivation behind? It's pure love. And this is what Prabhupada said, that the best example of love in the material world is the love mother has for a child. So that's the closest to the spiritual love. And so we see so many examples and we hear so many examples from eyewitnesses that Srila Prabhupada would be very critical or very angry at times with people, but his motivation was always love and compassion. And that's why he was so effective. Because not only he had spiritual knowledge, but he had a qualification he mentions in this verse, in the purport to this verse, of a genuine spiritual master. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any comments, questions? Yes. Thank you. Online, Hare Krishna, please accept our humble obeisances. My question is, Prahlad Maharaj becomes so nice devotee by hearing Narada Muni instructions, but his mother not. Why is that? Because I'm also mother, desire to become devotee and also help my children to become servant of devotees. Thank you, Kalindi Sundari. So, yes, Prahlad Maharaj became a great devotee, but we don't necessarily hear that his mother became such a great devotee as well. And we cannot really know exactly why this was happening, but at least according to Bhagavad Gita, we understand what is the preliminary qualification for being fully engaged in devotional service with great determination. Isham tantagata papam jananya punya karmanatan dvandma moha nirmuktam vajante mam dridavrataha. That two things are very important, that one should gatam papam completely stop all sinful activities, and then janana punya karmanam, that accumulate a lot of spiritual piety and become free from the duality and illusion in order to be engaged in devotional service with determination. So Prabhupada explains that there are hardly anyone who can take up to Krishna consciousness without practicing it in one's past lives, unless one gets very special mercy of a pure devotee. Apparently, in this case, Prahlad Maharaj got very special mercy of Narada Muni, because Narada Muni directed this special mercy at Prahlad, because he was very instrumental in this pastime with Nrisingadev. So somehow Prahlad became the most fortunate in that sense. But I'm quite sure that his mother got a lot of mercy also through Prahlad Maharaj. So there is no loss or diminution on this path. Nihapi Kramanashasti. So if your child becomes a devotee, you automatically go to the spiritual world. You don't have to worry about it. But in order to make a child into a devotee, normally one has to be an exemplary parent. That's why it says that don't instruct your children, because they will grow in the same way you are. The best instruction is just your example. If you show the best example, you don't even have to bother instructing your children how to do, how not to do. They will just automatically follow you. All right. Anyone else? We have time for one more question, comment, suggestion, complaint. Okay. So we'll stop here. Thank you all very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.
You can read it out to me. Choose to disassociate with certain devotees, then does one commit offense if one does not smile upon seeing them or doesn't read them? I ask them.
Understand from Harinam.
Chintamani, that such behavior is listed as an offense. Kindly explain.
Yes. Associate only with nice
can game. I explain this online person, not mine. Smarty so many times.
So the question about association with those devotees who are not of the top character, that you have to be positive with these devotees, smile on them and associate with them as much as you can, but if they don't have good character, then your association with them should be formal, not so close. because by close association we can become affected.
Spiritual master gives instructions, but it's up to us how serious we are about following the instructions.
Yeah, the instructions are the same. Like, Prabhupada's books are giving all the instructions for us to achieve transcendental level, but it also depends on us how seriously we're applying these instructions in our lives.
And then people are observing how we're following it.
Hmm?
So, it's like, your spiritual master will give you instructions. And Krishna is watching to see how much you listen.
Yes, of course. Yes. Krishna is always there.